Let's check wrestling first. Last night, it was Atlantic moving on to the dual state team wrestling championships as they post a pair of wins last night, hosting a dual team regional. Atlantic defeated Harlan 61-13 in the semifinals. Humboldt outlasting Red Oak 34-30 in the semis last night, and that sent Atlantic and Humboldt head-to-head in the regional final. In action last night, it was Atlantic defeating Humboldt 47-25 to advance to the state meet. Among the matches in that championship, Atlantic had a number of falls in that match. Abron Moore pinned his opponent at 106. Cole Hansen also wins by fall at 113. Carter Cox, a 9-3 winner over Creston Craven of Humboldt at 120. Chase McLaren pinned his opponent at 162. Colby Sorensen wins by fall at 132. Connor Pellett posting a 5-1 win at 145. Also Drake Roller, a tech fall, 18-3 over his opponent at 170. Austin Mills pinned his opponent at 182. Zach Stork, a pin at 195 for Atlantic in helping them to that 47-point total, 47-25 Atlantic defeating Humboldt to qualify for the state wrestling championships. For the first time in 5 years, Coach Tim Duff said that's was one of their goals and a great accomplishment.
A lot of time and effort goes into something like this, and it takes an entire team, and that's, we've got 22 kids that are still with us working hard, and so I'm excited for those 22 kids to get a trip to the state duels. Nobody in our room right now has been there. Our last trip was 2012, so it's fun for these guys and their families to get back there and experience that.
Fun night last night. Coach Tim Duff picks up his 200th dual win at Atlantic High School. Also, Atlantic Cam had a couple of 150 winners. Carter Cox and Zach Stork both picked up their 150th career win in last night's matches. Good night for Atlantic as they wrestled under the spotlight. Nice atmosphere last night at the Atlantic High School. So Atlantic on to the 2A state dual team regional state tournament. Creston also will advance to the state duels as they beat Winterset 72-12. Webster City beat Ballard 39-30. And in the final, Creston OM advances with a 45-30 win over Webster City. Also in 1A action last night, Missouri Valley advances as they win a couple of matches. Missouri Valley beat Trainers 72-10, Westwood over Woodbury Central 48-30, and in the final it was Missouri Valley 48-24 over Westwood. Also last night in a Class 1A at Logan Magnolia, it was Logan Magnolia beating Riverside 65-18, AHSTW edging Panorama 39-38 in the semis. Logan Magnolia wins the final 63-12 over AHSTW as they get to advance to the state meet in wrestling. Let's move over to basketball now. The Atlantic boys basketball team, a winner over Clarinda, 68-40 last night at the Atlantic Middle School gym as the basketball teams made way for the wrestling squad. The Trojans jumped out to an early 22-7 lead by the end of the first quarter. They bumped that lead up to a commanding 32 by halftime. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins was pleased with how the Trojans played during stretches of that game.
I thought we just did a lot of good things in transition. We didn't finish as well. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well outside of Alexander. But I think our guys understand that, we just got to learn each game and take something from it. And we're excited to go on to the next chapter against Trainer.
Atlantic was led by 18 points from Scott Leonard, 15 from Austin Alexander, who grabbed his total with 5 threes in the first half as Atlantic improves to 14-5 on the season. They'll have a cross-clash meeting with Trainer coming up on Friday night. Also in boys Hawkeye 10 play, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 63-45, Harlan over St. Albert 70-45, Kemper Catholic 68-50 over Denison, Abe Lincoln beat Lewis Central 60-50. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW beat Griswold 92-42, Audubon over Tri-Center 68-63, IKM Manning topping Missouri Valley 77-47, Trainer beat Riverside 70-29. In the Rolling Valley, Cam over Charter Oak Ute 67-62, Exira EHK 65-37 winners over Woodbine. Southeast Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 61-58 the final. Arweva 69-41 over Ridgeview. Bowyer Valley beat Westwood 62-45. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Clarinda Academy 89-51. Stanton beat Diagonal 69-29. Nebraska City over Fremont Mills 58-47. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air over Lenox 48-46. It was Bedford over Nottoway Valley 76-64. in action last night. Girls basketball now. The Atlanta girls team picked up their second win of the season, beating Clarinda last night, 55-45. Atlanta got it done behind the aggressiveness of Mackenzie Waters and conversions at the free throw line. Waters led the team with 15 points and knocked in all but two of those from the free throw line. Coach Kelly Jewell said his team followed the lead of the freshmen in the second quarter.
Got to give a lot of our credit to our freshmen because Kenzie Waters started attacking the rim in the second quarter and got some foul calls, and other people kind of got a little juice flowing after she did that. And, I think it was a big game for her, and then everybody kind of followed suit around her. And
Atlantic played catch-up a good portion of the game and didn't have a lead until 5:55 left in the third. Atlantic ended up 29 of 37 at the free throw line to make that comeback possible. McKenna Denbestie, another key contributor with 14 points in last night's game as Atlantic picks up that second win of the season. Also in Hawkeye 10 girls play, it was Shenandoah over Glenwood, 53-25. Harlan over St. Albert, 50-47. Denison beat Kemper Catholic, 50-41. Lewis Central over Abe Lincoln, 77-28. Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW over Griswold, 41-37. Audubon beat Tri-Center, 53-52. IKM Manning over Missouri Valley, 70-26. Trainer beat Riverside, 67-35. In the Rolling Valley, Cam over Charter Oak Ute, 57-35. Exira EHK beat Woodbine, 83-41. Southeast Valley over Peyton Sherdan, 54-34. Ridgeview topping Arweva, 50-15. River Valley beat West Harrison, 53-31. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Diagonal, 40-32. Nebraska City beat Fremont Mills, 46-33. In the Pride of Iowa, Southwest Valley over East Union, 66-24. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford, 51-27. Mount Air over Lenox, 84-19 in girls basketball last night. Well, after a big win at Kansas, Iowa State fell flat last night at Texas. Matt Thomas had a long three-point attempt at the buzzer that misfired, and the Cyclones come up on the short end last night of a 67-65 loss against Texas. Had Thomas's buzzer beater gone in, it would have been the Cyclones' only lead in the game. They trailed 22-5 at the outset before they battled back. Thomas led the Cyclones with 17 points.
It's tough to dig yourself a hole like that and come back from a double-digit, point deficit in the first half, and we did that. I mean, we never led, but we were right in the game for most of the second half, and then just couldn't make plays down the stretch.
Cyclones appeared to gain some momentum as they roared back to within 6 points at halftime, but Coach Steve Prohm says the Longhorns deserve the win. Thomas led Iowa State with 17 points, as Iowa State is now 6-5 in the Big 12 Conference. They're 14-9 overall in the season. Paris Lee scored 26 points on 11 of 17 shooting. Keyshawn Evans had 16, and Illinois State drubbed Drake 82-53 last night in Des Moines. Drake is now 7-18 overall. They're 5-8 in the Missouri Valley Conference. In top 25 men's college hoops, second-ranked Villanova 23-2 overall this season after a tougher-than-expected win over Georgetown, 75-64 last night. Kentucky had dropped 3 of 4 before last night, the 15th-ranked Wildcats a 92-85 win against LSU. Florida's 9-2 in the SEC after a 72-60 win over Georgia for the 17th-ranked Gators. Also, South Carolina had been leading the SEC at 9-1 until Riley Norris had 6 of his 11 points in the fourth quarter and the final overtime to carry Alabama over 19th-ranked Gamecocks 90-86. That game went 4 overtimes last night. Number 21, Maryland, absorbed its second straight loss as Penn State pulls off a 70-64 shocker. And also last night, number 22, Butler beat Marquette 68-65. Well, tonight, the Iowa Hawkeyes take a 6-5 Big Ten record on the road to play Minnesota. The Golden Gophers snapped a 5-game losing skid with a 68-59 win at Illinois. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says Gopher point guard Nate Mason is a difficult matchup for the Hawkeyes as he averages 14 points and more than 5 assists per game.
Anytime you have a guard that's that quick who can score in like 3-point range, they're the toughest ones to guard. But he's got the 3-point shot, he's got the pull-up game, he's got the ability to get to the rim and finish. And he's also, in my estimation, a good defender.
Minnesota's 4-6 in the Big Ten. We'll have that game for you tonight on the radio, 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock is tip time on that contest. That's a look at sports this morning, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.